Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about you. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about the topic, just press the number one on your keypad. And that will alert me that you'll want to be on the show. All right. Now, thanks to our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Let's see. Again, thanks you guys for tuning in. Now, right now we're looking at 57 degrees in the ATL. And we had a high today of 71. Low tonight, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and 60 degrees. Saturday, Sunshine 62 degrees, Sunday sunshine 67 degrees. So we're just going to progress upwards on over the next few days. And again, tomorrow is Friday. And I hope you guys join the show, because we're going to go back to Free for All Fridays, where that's where you guys can call into the show and speak on whatever you want, whatever you want. Again, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. Okay. So make that your point tomorrow to call into the show and talk about anything. Okay. So anyway, next 3 days, great weather, right? I want to look at, what's our word of the day? Our word of the day is Agen. It looks like a gun, but it is Agen. Agen is a noun, and it means conflict, especially the dramatic conflict between the chief characters in a literary work. Okay. It's let's say conflict, okay? Conflict is the meaning of Agen, A-G-O-N, Agen. All right? So that's a pretty good word to grab a hold of. I mean, Agen means conflict. I mean, if you're ever playing what's it called? Scrabble? I really don't know how to play that, you know, but Agen would be a great word in Scrabble probably. Anyway, it means conflict. All right. So, and that's our word of the day, guys. Now I'm ready to, get into, today's show, but I wanted to say, you know, I'm a sports fan. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I'm a sports fan. And the NFL has their combine going on right now. That's where the college kids who are coming to the pros get to come there and show off their skills and how good they are at drills and impress some of these teams, somebody, or draft them, right? For the big paycheck. Okay. So, if you are a fan of football, go look at, it's one of the ESPN channels. Go look at one of those channels and look at some of those guys who are trying out for the NFL. You start to see some names that you're going to see, you know, playing on Sunday. But anyway, so we'll get away from that. And it's March Madness, so the college tournament, I think, has started. So you guys who deal with that, you guys should get into that. And I think it's some games tonight. All right. So today's show is entitled "The Cost of Dating." Should women pay as well? Should women pay just as much as men pay? Should that be, you know, is that right? I mean, the cost of dating today is it's huge. I mean, back when I was dating, I mean, and date my wife, you know, I was going, man, it costs, I'd be asking for $20. You know, I used to ask for $20 from my dad to take my girl out to the movie. I'd take her out anywhere. $20 was a lot of cash. I say, boy, you want $20? Yeah, Dad, I need $20. And I used to tell him who I was getting ready to take out. So he was like, okay, here you go. Go ahead. Because they liked her. But anyway, So the cost of dating today. That's what we got to talk about, the present, because when you think about it, I mean, if you want to take a girl out, say, I mean, not high dollar stuff. You don't want to get into that yet, especially when you're first starting to date. You want to take it easy first, you know. And believe me, a lot of people throw rocks on Red Lobster, but Red Lobster a nice spot to take to take a girl to, or even they might think it's a little fancier, but take it a Longhorn. Longhorn is a nice spot to take your girl for a date. And, you know, maybe Applebee's or something like that, or, a good Mexican restaurant. You don't have to take her on the first date to Bones. You don't have to do that. Don't do that, as a matter of fact. Okay? Because, you know, you're just dating. You didn't like your wife and it's y'all's anniversary or anything like that. You're just dating. So start off with a nice mild restaurant that y'all can sit there, have fun, have a drink, and laugh back and forth. And don't get out there and throw out the red carpet, and then it costs you $200 to eat that night. Y'all with me? And that's a big chunk. And that's just one night. I mean, you probably didn't make that at work today. $200, but you know, when you throw that out there like that, that makes it really cost. And if you got it, you got it. Most of us don't have it like that. I mean, occasionally you'll splurge, but you know, but the cost of dating is huge. And I think that, and you know, I'm a traditional guy, so you know. But I've been married a long time. But before I got married, I'd take my girl out, and I'd pay, of course. I'd take care of her. But now I'm married. I've been married, you know, over years. And so I say pays a lot, and I pay a lot. But, you know, we don't really count, you know. Hey, and we don't really, you know, like tag team, take turns. We just buy when we want to buy. You know, and that's how it should be, I think. I think you should buy when you want to buy. The young ladies that are listening to the show right now, if you got a guy that you're really into, I mean, he the number one guy on your list. You know, I know you got a couple of more in your stable, but he the number one guy on your list. So if he the number one guy on your list that you really serious about and you want to go there, then hey, sometimes, I mean, you working right, you making decent wages, decent income. So hey. How about you footing the bill one night? How about you even if he say, let's go somewhere and get something to eat tonight? You say, let's go here, and I'm going to pay. Oh, man. Man. You're talking about, a night that you might have, the after party. But anyway, that's, the cost of dating is huge today. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. 516-531-9483. Dial that number. You can call into the show right now and press the number 1 on the keypad. And I'll put you on the air. And you can, make your comments or opinions about the title, The Cost of Dating. And should women pay as well as men? And this thing with women's, you know, women's lib and all this stuff. I know that's kind of old term, but women's lib. I mean, it means the same, but so you can pay every now and then. And I'm going to say this, ladies, I wouldn't pay right off the bat, you know, in the beginning. I mean, unless you're going to go Dutch or whatever. That means you pay yours and I pay mine, right? That's Dutch, right? I think so. So I wouldn't do it, you know, early. I just sit back and kind of wait for him to throw his debit card on the table and pay for our lunch or dinner at that point, early in the game. But then if you got early in the game, now you get maybe a year out or so, or, you know, not even that long, because you're going to be digging this guy pretty soon. So I think that, you know, women should pay as well when they want to, and they can. Y'all with me? It isn't a hardship, right? Right? A lot of it, you know, one of my guys, you know, I send out, I got group show notes that go out. And one of the guys in one of the groups, he sent back and said, he said, hell no. Men should always pay. That's our job. Well, you know, he's right in a sense. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. And a lot of people out there might, you know, think differently than I do. But I do think that early in the game, you should be taking care of your girl. But then there's going to come a time when she's going to take care of you every now and then. And, you know, you can kind of run with that. So, you know, but the cost of dating doesn't have to be huge, though. A lot of guys like to, like to show off when they really don't have the means to show off. But they try to let this girl know they got something. Well, you know, a guy that really had a lot of money, well, his family had a lot of money, he said, Frank, I don't have to tell you what I got. I don't have to tell you nothing. You'll see what I got. And you'll know then, hey, this dude got some cash. So you don't have to, you know, guys, you don't have to go out there and throw up all your money all at one time. Just be easy. Take it easy. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, tomorrow's Friday, right? Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be Free Fall Friday tomorrow. And I hope you guys call into the show. And, I mean, you can call in tomorrow and talk about what we talked about tonight. The cost of dating and if women should pay. I really did think that my man Smokey would call in tonight and give me his take on the cost of dating. But I know he's up on the show, but he didn't. I guess maybe he's occupied tonight. Anyway, well, I appreciate you listening to the show. That's pretty much all I have tonight. Remember, tomorrow's Friday. I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you guys have a great Friday. And then I hope to see you right back on the show tomorrow night, 6:30, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And you know what? Tomorrow's going to be so good just because of one thing. It's Friday. Just because of that, it's going to be good. And I got the weekend off. And remember, I'm going to the Beer bourbon and barbecue event Saturday down at Atlantic Station. And one of my friends told me today that there were 75 tickets left. So if you guys want to go, you need to get on it quick, maybe, and get your ticket, or you won't be able to get in there. Then they'll be sold out. But anyway, that's where I'll be this weekend. I'm excited about it, and we're gonna have us some fun. But anyway, hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and take care of your families. We'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey. That's what a little shot. But anyway, take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of your family. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball if you breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twist it like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly. Why I started to set my prize, you a dead guy. Of course, I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like you really got static. It must be the fatty. I can blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.